goes to Thomas Cox. It's COXPAC, fax 877-779-0621, regarding Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, Carl, C-A-R-L, date of birth April 6th of 1972. Dear Mr. Cox, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Carl, who had a cadaveric renal transplant in 2004, and this was number 3. He does not use any immunosuppression, and he had been not taking anything for hypertension, although since his last visit on April 26th of this year, he started amlodipine 5 milligram daily, and that's been helping blood pressure control somewhat. He did become ill with COVID-19 in 2020, but he did not require hospitalization and had no serious adverse events after the infection. He was ill for at least a month, he states. No current nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. His weight is stable, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no edema, and no kidney transplant tenderness. Medications, he's on ProAir inhaler, Tylenol if needed for pain, and amlodipine is 5 milligrams once a day. Physical examination, his weight is 100 pounds, and blood pressure was 142 over 80. Pulse is 62. Oxygen saturation was 96% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. The kidney is in the left lower quadrant, and there is no kidney transplant tenderness. No edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 20th, 2022. Albumin 3.7. Calcium is 9.1. Creatinine is 1.84 with estimated GFR of 44. Sodium, 136, potassium, 4.6, carbon dioxide, 28. Hemoglobin is 11.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, status post-cadaveric renal transplant in 2004. The patient declines immunosuppressant therapy. Hypertension, slight improvement in control with the addition of Norvasc, and history of congestive heart failure with the mitral valve repair. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diet, and he will be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.